A very warm welcome to Mohan Singh Ubhai. He has been with Baba since 1962, and he came to Baba as a student. He was still completing his studies, and at that time he started to come very close to Brahma Baba, and he actually was in Madhuban the last few days before Brahma Baba left the body. And so tonight he's going to share experiences of that with us. And then after that time, Brahma Baba encouraged him to move into civil engineering, and he has been in that profession until 20 years ago when he surrendered and came to move and live in Gyan Sarovar. And he coordinates all the wings, all the different wings, and particularly focuses on this science and engineering wing. So he's going to share his experiences of being with Brahma Baba, and particularly Brahma Baba's focus on sending Sakash out to the world and the world family. So a very warm welcome to Mohan Singh Ubhai being with us tonight. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Very good evening. And let us speak Om Shanti combinedly in a fashion in which what we have heard that Baba used to speak Om Shanti in the beginning of Yajna. So for that one, let us take one deep breath inside, and then exhaling that breath, we can speak Om Shanti. Let us take deep breath. Shanti is a word which enables us to establish ourselves in peace, whatever may be the situations. I understand that today the situation was changing, because first I was told that the class is there. Yesterday I was told class is there. Then today in the morning I was told about the cancellation of the class, because all of you were supposed to go to the hills from Pandav Bhavan with brother, I think, Atam Prakash Bhai. And then again there was a change. So Baba prepare us for all the situation. I too was prepared. And when yesterday the class was fixed and changed, cancelled and changed, today also, and ultimately in the noon I was told that the class is there. So I was just having the peaceful state of mind, because I thought now that instead of going physically to the hilltop, let all of us go mentally to the hilltop through this class, because what we are going to discuss today about Brahma Baba's Karmatit stage, which I happened to see from these eyes, that how Baba attained the Karmatit and final angelic stage on 18th January 1969, because I was here in Madhuban and I am a witness of that Karmatit stage of Baba. For that situation, I recall some of the earlier days, that when I was studying my engineering, and after completing that engineering, my posting was there. My posting was there in one very remote part of India, northeast part, that is Assam, in 1967, where there was no branch of Brahma Kumaris. And when my posting was there, I was a little reluctant to go to that place, because there was no branch. How my sustenance will be there? But Brahma Baba told that Baba is sending you to that place because there is no branch, and Baba feels that the branch will be opened and there will be number of students who are awaiting for Baba's message, and you have to go there and simply become instrument. Rest of the work, Baba will get it done through you. I was quite new in the field of service, but as Baba said, I went there, and really within no time, Baba's message was spread. And I had to do simply just going to various temples, going to the banks of the river and lake which was there, going to various gardens in the evening, and just to give Baba's message through some of these main pictures, as Baba says, incorporeal Baba's picture, the picture of Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, the picture of ladder, the picture of that kalp tree, and likewise there were very few pictures. But through those pictures, Baba used to give the message through this corporeal body, and within no time, the wonder was there, as Baba said, that people used to listen Baba's knowledge and used to go in trance. Just listening the message, I used to give the message, and by listening the message, they used to go in trance, and they used to see Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, then the new coming ensuing world, that is Golden Age, then Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, all these the pictures of the new worlds. And so these number of people got increasing and increasing, because in bhakti, in worshipping, it is considered that if you are able to see in the trance the God, that is everything what one wishes in bhakti mark. So within no time the message spread, and when I was being sent from here Madhuban to that place, as I told that I was little reluctant, but Baba said that Baba is sending you there, and when your work is over, Baba will call you back. So at that time I did not give much importance to these words, but after this godly service for about a year or so, then when the number of people became quite large, we took one center, one building on rent, and the regular classes started. But the main thing was that number of souls, they were going in trance, because Baba also feels that if my children are not very much experienced, then Baba takes the help of that body. Baba says that I enter and give the message. If the children, so the child is not so much experienced, probably that was the case. And Baba used to give the message and people used to go in trance also. And within no time, the very big class that was established. It was in the month of January 69, in the first or second week, early second week, that I wrote to Baba that I wish to go to that branch in UP from where I have come, and just for about 15 days or so, because the museum was being prepared and I was asked by the sister in charge concerned to take some leave from my job and to go there and help. That is a place in UP, now in Uttarakhand, Dehradun, that place. So Baba sent the message, okay, you go there, but first come here and just come by plane, flight. So it was, I was just at that time about some 21, 22 years of age, and that was my beginning of the new job. But as Baba suggested, I came from that place, that is far off place, by train. Actually it is more than some 3000 miles from this place. So, but as Baba advised, I came by flight, and my father, Laukik father, joined me, and we both reached to Madhuban on the morning of 17th January 1969. You see, 17th January. And those 2 days, 17th and 18th January 1969, we had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba and see his final Karmatit stage through these eyes and realize his powerful vibrations, the aura which Baba was emitting, because that was Baba's Karmatit stage. And I had met Baba about some 6 to 7 times during those 2 days, because there were not many parties, and myself and my Laukik father were there. And every time whenever I used to go to Baba, I had something, some questions in my mind, though I have met Baba number of times earlier during last 6 to 7 years, because as sister was telling, I came in the spiritual knowledge in 1962, and from 1962 to 1969 January, some 6-7 years, I have met Baba number of times, maybe 7-8 times or so. I met Baba in Madhuban number of times. Baba used to go outside also. So I met Baba in Delhi also 2 times. I met Baba in Kanpur, one big city in UP. Like that, I had the good fortune to meet Baba and listen Baba's murli. But this time, the case was entirely different. And every time earlier also in 1962 onwards, whenever we used to meet Baba, we used to ask question, Baba, this is my Pursharath, I have got this thing in my mind. Then Baba used to listen and reply those questions, give the solution if there was any problem. But during these last 2 days, 17th and 18th January, whenever I met Baba with some questions in my mind that I will ask this question about my Pursharath, about service, about my maybe Laukik job, about anything, various things, then Baba used to give me drishti, and then Baba used to say, oh, you have come for this question, okay, do like this, this will happen like this. I was not required to speak even a single word about the thing which was going on in my mind. And since Baba has attained Karmatit stage, and it is said in Hindi, Man Jite Jagat Jeet, means the one who has conquered the mind has conquered the whole world. So probably Baba has completely conquered his mind. That is one thing in Karmatit stage. And so, when Baba has conquered his own mind completely, he was able to read anybody's mind, whatever is going on in others' mind. And so accordingly, just whomsoever used to go to Baba, Baba used to read, and then without listening a single word from the person who has come, Baba used to tell, oh, you have come for this one. Used to speak the question for which the person has come and give the reply. So that was the height of the stage, you see. Reading the aura of the person, reading the vibration, reading the mind of the person completely, and then solving whatever is going in his mind. So this is, I feel, one of the thing, because we all have to attain Karmatit stage. We all are doing Pursharath for that ultimate final stage, that angelic stage, the Karmatit stage, Avyakta Sthiti. So, since we all have to attain that stage, so it must be clear in our mind that beforehand we should be able to completely conquer our own thoughts, feelings, emotions, our own mind. And once we are able to conquer our own mind, we can conquer anybody in the whole world. Anybody's mind reading and then, because in the end, number of souls people will be coming before us, having various desires in the end. Somebody will be coming to have the peace of mind, somebody with some Laukic desires, somebody with having some divine visions, sakshatkar, to see the Christ, to see the Muhammad, or to see the God or Goddess to whom the person is having, in whom the person is having the faith. Likewise, they will come with so many desires, and there will not be any time to tell by that time. At that time, that I want to have that vision, that person's vision. But we must be able to read the mind and accordingly fulfill the desire of the person, and then at that time the person will know, oh, they are at very high mental level. They have read my mind and accordingly fulfilled my desires. So we must be able to have complete control over our thoughts and mind. Because otherwise, if I am having my own thoughts, then my thoughts will be mixed with the thoughts of the person who is coming before me. And then due to this mixture, we will not be able to read the thoughts of the person. So this is, I think, that what I observed during Baba's meeting 6-7 times during 17th and 18th January. So this is one of the thing that, and this can happen only if I have done sufficient practice to spread my mental vibration, my aura, and my thoughts. You see, so if this one mental service, the mind service to all the souls of the world, so my mind power should be sufficiently strong to reach. If my transmitter is strong, then even with the souls having the weak receiver, receiver means receptive stage of the mind. So if my transmitting power is very powerful, then even if their receiver said the mental stage is not so strong, but if my frequency of that, my thoughts, they are very powerful, then anyhow that receiver set will be tuned with my mental frequency and they will receive it. But my transmitter, it has to be very, very powerful. So that what I observed, number one thing. And this I observed even in the last class on 18th January when Baba was giving his last Murli, 18th January evening class. So that, before that I want to tell the second thing which I observed, that when our Karmatit stage comes and the final bell, final call comes from the Supreme, okay, now your part in this body is over, now you are coming to me. So what is required? Once I get that green signal, so when Baba got this signal on 18th January in the morning, so Baba called Ishu Dadi. One Ishu Dadi is there who used to be his private secretary, PA, who used to take all the dictations from Baba. Baba used to write the letters, etc. And Ishu Dadi used to translate those letters. Because Baba used to write in Sindhi language, and Ishu Dadi used to write in Hindi, translating it, so that where the letter is going, in these more popular language, they can understand the letters, what Baba wants to convey, and accordingly Baba's message used to reach. So that day Baba called, January 18 morning, Ishudadi, ki whatever the letter, because in 1969 there was no internet, no emails, nothing, only the old system, the letter, post letter used to go. So Baba also used to write the letter. So Baba called Ishudadi and Baba told her that whatever the pending replies are there, which are yet to be answered, you bring all the letters, Baba will answer today, so that nothing remains pending. So Baba finished up complete number of pending jobs, whatever they were there, the jobs which were required to be finished, this was one thing. Second thing is that in near Nakki Lake, near the lake, you all must have seen our museum, spiritual museum is there. So that building was to be taken, purchased. That file was pending. People were there just whether to take that one or not. So Baba cleared on the last day that thing, okay, take that building and one museum or to be made there so that Baba's message can be given. So you see Baba cleared that work also. So likewise number of jobs which were pending, Baba cleared all the pending works. And in the evening there used to be class at about 8:45 in the evening or 9 o'clock, whenever everybody used to take the dinner, and after that the class used to be there, evening class, and Baba used to come to the class at that time and give murli, evening murli. But that day Baba was having clear cut idea that I am going to probably leave this body and attend Karmatita stage. So Baba preponed the class, and instead of 8:45 Baba called the class around 2 hours before and asked everybody to take the dinner in the evening and after that come to the class by 7 or 7:15. So everybody whomsoever were there, they finished up their evening meals, etc. And then came to the class, history hall, and then Baba also came to the class around 7:30 in the evening. So Baba preponed the class, you see. And then Baba came to the class. Baba was looking like an angel, very, very light as Baba is floating. Baba was walking as usual, normal. But it looked like just Baba is, because Baba has attained complete Karmatita stage. All his karmic accounts were settled. And so in the evening, Baba came to the class and then Baba started giving the class. And you see, Baba's age was quite old, 93 years was Baba's age, physical age. And Baba was having some sore throat, and he was required to clean his throat number of times. Just today I am having some of that problem, but Baba was having that sore throat problem, and cough used to come. So, but that day, you see, Baba did not have a single time that problem. And otherwise, 1-2 days before or so, continuously that problem was there, and which shows that Baba has settled all his karmic accounts, and So his karmic accounts were settled and they have conquered Baba's yogic power that has conquered all the karmic accounts. So during roughly 45 minutes of the Murli, not a single time Baba was required to clear his throat, or not a single time that sore throat became a problem. And Baba gave the complete Murli, flawless, very fast, you see, as there was no problem for a long time. So Baba gave the Murli, and when I was listening the Murli, I reveal you one of my experience of last 18th January. So when Baba was giving Murli, suddenly a thought came to my mind that how nice it will be if Baba take my name, or Baba give some direction or say something about me, you see. So the thought came to my mind, and within no time, because Baba has attained complete karmatit and final angelic stage, so Baba was working on that thought level. And so within no time, whatever the desire was there in me, suddenly Baba took my name and just spoke a few lines about my Purusharth. And you see that Baba spoke very nice words for me. They are still there in the taped version of Baba, and then they are already in the YouTube and others. So Baba gave that Murli, those nice words, and main thing is that as the thoughts came, immediately Baba was able to receive that thought, read that thought, and gave the reply. That is what I have been telling you in the Karmatit stage. Throughout 2 days, what I observed. And then after giving that Murli, Baba slowly went out in that history hall. But before leaving that hall, Baba was, empowering each and every one through his drishti. Before leaving the hall, Baba gave drishti to each and every one, and special drishti to Dadi Prakashmani ji, because Baba was knowing after Baba, she was going to take over the charge. So giving special drishti and then drishti to everybody, then Baba slowly went out of the hall. And after the hall, Baba said outside, for the first time these words were uttered, that okay, Baba is taking your leave. Baba take permission just to go. Baba chutti leta hai. Baba vidai leta hai. Baba is bidding farewell to all of you. These versions are taped. They are, you see, in CDs and others, in Baba's original voice. They are there. But at that time we did not care much. Okay, Baba is bidding farewell for night. Just good night, Baba is telling. Tomorrow morning again we will meet, like that. We did not give much importance, but very clearly Baba said, okay, Baba is bidding farewell. And Baba went, and just in the room, Baba went, and just his hand in the hands of Dadi Prakashmani ji, and giving drishti, giving all the power through his drishti, Baba left the body. You see. So what I meant, that when we also attain karmatit stage, we will be having that inking, that idea, yes, okay Baba, now my part in this body is over, I am coming to you, and very happily we will offer, okay Baba, I am ready, take me, we are coming to you. We leave the body as per our desire, not per as the situation, that as per natural calamity or bombs or as per disease or as per any other thing, earthquake or famine or flood or... No, they will come, but they will not be responsible for taking my body away, but I will be leaving my own. Okay, Baba, now my part is over, I am coming to you. That will be as per my desire. So that is why in Hindi it is said, there is one proverb, Ant mate so gate, means whatever in the, you see, during the last time when you are leaving, you see, taking the last breaths, this body is taking light breaths, whatever is going in the mind, accordingly your future status will be there. So that will be our stage. We have to acquire that stage. But we should all be mentally ready. For that one, we have to wind up, as Baba says, all rounder and ever ready. We have to wind up all the, gradually, some of the laukic things or pending or the things where my mind is likely to go when I breathe in the end. So we have to try to settle all our karmic accounts as far as possible, so that in the end my mind does not get stuck anywhere else except in the memory of Baba. So that is the last stage. So that what I observed, that when in the last, as Baba has settled our karmic accounts, so not a single time this cough, this sore throat was there. So that was another thing. Third thing which I observed is that whenever you see any external situation, this cough throat, severe throat was, say, external situation, whenever it used to come to Baba, so Baba used to conquer that situation through his inner power, you see, inner strength. This is the external problem of the body, in the form of the body. And so Baba used to conquer, say for example, whenever this cough, severe throat, and Baba used to require to clean his throat, etc., and that coughing was there. Sometimes coughing used to be very acute, but within no time, and it used to look like, oh, Baba is having some problem. Sometimes his eyes also used to get wet. But next moment, Baba will say, there used to be one translite picture of Shri Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. Baba used to say, oh, this is the old body and old karmic accounts which are being settled. But very soon the new world will be there, where Baba will take this birth and all the five elements will be new, and body will also will be made up of new, all the five elements. So no karmic account, everything will be happy, the new world will be like this. And Baba used to just go mentally in that new world, so that the external situation of this coughing used to go away, which was looking very severe before a few moments. Then Baba used to conquer that thing by his inner internal power. So that what Baba requires from us, ki we also should attain that stage. So whatever external situation comes, maybe in the form of some relationship, maybe in the form of body's karmic account, maybe in various forms, external papers. But our internal state should be so much powerful, so that if the external paper comes, our internal state should be able to overcome that external paper. That what Baba wants, that what we observed. Because Baba has said that in the end, there will be two papers mainly before all of us, we Brahmins. Though there are number of papers, we have been studying, and we have been told number of papers of these five elements, of number of paper of our these vices, our karmic accounts, all these. But in the end there will be two papers mainly. One is of this body. That will be our last paper, because all our karmic accounts will get settled through this body, and quite possible that our body may have some diseases or some of the problems, though I may be quite young. We may think that, oh, this is a question for the old persons or those who have attained some particular age, maybe senior citizens or so. But no, all our karmic accounts will, final paper will come through this body. And so we should be ready how to overcome that paper, because in the end there will be maybe so much pain in the body, and that pain will try to distract us from remembering Baba, and so many problems may be there. So for conquering that paper, one practice required is that as and when we want to just go away from the body, and as and when we want to come back in this body. You see, when there is no work, for example, when we are having some time, we detach ourselves from this body. And then once we are able to detach ourselves from this body, then whatever the karmic accounts are there, we will not get having that feeling, because our body got detached. Just like if summer is there, you see, outside temperature may be high, 35, 40 or so, maybe. But once you come in air-conditioned room, where air conditioner is there, so since the internal temperature is isolated from the external temperature, you are having a feeling of very much comfort, because this internal cool temperature is detached, isolated from the external temperature. Similarly, our body may be having so much, maybe fever, maybe karmic account, pain, or maybe disease, number of papers may be there, but since if I am able to detach myself from it, so those karmic accounts, they may be getting settled from the body, but since the soul is detached, so we will not be having those feelings of pain and suffering of the body, because body gets detached. It is the soul which feels, and once soul is detached, maybe temporarily from the body, then body may be having sufferings, but the soul will not be having the feeling of those suffering and pains. So this practice Baba was having tremendous. As and when Baba used to get himself detached from the body, and as when Baba used to have to play some part, meeting the party and meeting the children and giving them toli and talking, and works of yajna were there, Baba was to play that role, then Baba used to come. It is not Shiv Baba I am telling you, of Brahma Baba. So used to come, then play the part, and then again used to get detached. So this practice is very much necessary to overcome this paper, the paper of the body, number one. And the second paper will be of our divine family, you see. This divine family, because as the divine family is getting enlarged and increasing and increasing, and since the kingdom is being established, Baba says it is not only the religion, but a kingdom is being established where all type of persons will be there, the king and queen and others will be there. So, and ordinary, you see, subjects will be there, and though the people, rich people will be there, and different type of category of people will be there. So that is why their Pursharath will also be accordingly as per their future status here. So some will be having good Purusharth, some will be having, even after suppose say they have become 10, 15, 20 years in the knowledge, they will be having weak, you see, spiritual practices, not much control over their, you see, food habits, not having the very good company, like that, depending on their status, what they are going to have. So we must not be affected by their, you see, present day Purusharth. If I see somebody, oh, he is 25 years old in the spiritual knowledge, or 20 years, I am only 5 years old, and he is having so many weaknesses, he is still having that anger, he is still not having that practice of the good food, pure food, he still sees movie or like that, maybe so many things. So, because we forget that the kingdom is being established, and Baba has said that, you see, Baba has selected all of us. Not that we have found Baba, but Baba has selected all of us, and Baba's selection can never be wrong. Baba is supreme. Baba knows all the three, present, past and future. So though it may look like that present day somebody's Purusharth, somebody's practice, spiritual practice is not as per the, is say, remaining in the knowledge. Not the present day Purusharth may be weak of somebody, but Baba knows that he is the soul which Baba has selected, and Baba says that my selection, even the last child is better than the present day prime minister or president or any king or queen. My last child is even better than those highly status people of today's iron aged world, because they have recognized Baba, and so they are of very high status. So we must not allow our state of mind to shake. If I see somebody's Purusharth in the family, and I must be able to see them, that he is the selected soul by Baba, and today his Purusharth may be weak, but tomorrow again it is going to be alright. So having those good thoughts, feelings, and aura for that one, I must attain that mental status. So Baba wants, and Baba was having, that is why whatever paper used to come, Baba was the head of the yajna. So many news Baba used to get, that such and such person who was in the spiritual knowledge the last maybe 20 or 30 years, Maya has grasped him. Due to Maya, he has gone. Or maybe so many other number of incidents used to take place. But Baba always used to, okay, as per drama, that's all. So these two paper of family and paper of my body, these two papers are like this. And Baba was having perfect control over these things, over this drama and over that one. As and when Baba used to leave the body as per his desire, means trying to detach. The soul never leaves the body, but detachment from the body, and as and when required, coming back to the body and performing the present day role. So these are the thing for Karmatit stage. And in the end also, you see, we must be able because our nearest one, nearest companion of our soul is this body. Maybe, may not be this body always, it is in this birth. But in all other earlier births also, the nearest companion is the respective body of that birth. And body is made up of these five elements. The water, ether, the heat, and earth, etc., air. These five elements body is made up. So we must be able to give sufficient, you see, yoga drishti, yogic power to these five elements. And that what I saw, that on 18th January, after giving the class, Baba went to his room and Baba left the body. And the body remained in that stage, you see, 18th, early night Baba left the body, and 18th whole night, 19th whole day, 19th evening, 20th whole day, 20th evening and night, and on 21st afternoon, the body was disposed, body was consumed to flame, it was put to fire. But for those long, some 60 to 65 hours, you see, that body was there, but body was just illuminating, you see. It did not become blackish, it did not give, no injection was given, you see, no any chemical lotion was put to the body, because I was there, I have seen. Just body was lying, but it did not smell any foul smell, you see. Body was kept here, that's all. And after that, when, you see, moreover, it did not get very much stiff. Usually, as soon as the soul leaves the body, somebody dies, body gets stiff, you see. But I have seen on even 21st January, when in as per the customs, the body is given bath first and then it is consumed to flame. So on that day also, bas body was up to a very good extent, not 100%, but up to a very good extent, the body was quite flexible, not got stiffened, and no bad smell. It was just same color white, no blackish, nothing. So that shows that Baba has given so much power to these five elements of this nature, of which our body is made, these five elements, they have supported Baba completely. Even after this Baba soul left the body, the whole, these five elements of body, they were completely supporting at that time. That what we also have to see, how to get the cooperation of these five elements. Because if suppose I die due to earthquake, suppose this earthquake comes and I am listening the class and the roof falls, wall falls on me, and if it becomes the source of my leaving the body, my death, then at that time, you see, there was so much, there will be so much noise and everybody may be crying and going. So in the end, if they are able to distract me, my mental state of mind, then accordingly I will take birth. It may not be final karma titi stage, you see. So what is required before these elements have attack, you see, or these five elements, I must be able to walk freely towards the safety. Baba has said, those children who are having their mind complete viceless, these all wireless means will become fail, you see. The mobile and phone and all these instrument, electronics, they will fail. When I was doing engineering, petroleum engineering, and we were told some that earth magnetism, there is reversal of polarity in earth. North and south magnets are there, earth magnet, and this north becomes south, reversal of polarity takes place, and so all these electronic instruments, they are all likely to completely break down, completely failure. Earth magnetism, the reversal of the magnetism will be there. That is one of the things, maybe there may be other thing. But main thing is that when now no electronic instrument, no communication means are working, the only thing working is our mental communication with the Supreme. That is voiceless communication. The wireless communication may fail, but this voiceless, our soul becomes so much, voice-free, and voiceless completely, so that we are all able to communicate with the Supreme Baba, and whatever the direction from Baba is there, we are able to receive and accordingly practice in our life. And accordingly, our foot, our legs will be moving in the direction where safety is there. So that we have to see how to move towards safety. So for that one, I will just give a hint before I wind up the lecture, that we have to make friendship with these five elements of nature. Say for example, the water is going to be a great source of destruction in the form of tsunami or flood or cloud burst. Like that, it will be a great source of destruction, likely to bring so many deaths and destruction in the end. So, how to make friendship with water element means to match my sanskar with that of water. You see, friendship is there between two persons whose sanskars they are matching. That is why the friendship is there. So I have to match my sanskar with water. So though water is having very much number of qualities are there, but one of the biggest quality of water is, what is the quality of water? Coolness, flow. Yes, all these qualities are there. One of the biggest quality is adjustment, flexibility. You see, take the water in this glass. If you take the, it will be able to set. If you take in some bucket, it will be able to set. If you only spoon, it will set itself because it is flexible. So I have to see that my sanskars are also like that, that I am able to adjust with any soul. It should not be that, I am able to adjust with this one, with this soul my sanskars are matching, but with this one my sanskars are not matching. I am not able to pull up with these souls. No. It should be quite flexible, quite adjustable with each and every soul. Likewise, coolness is another quality of water. And flowing, always flowing, always moving ahead is another quality. Likewise, these are some of the qualities if I inculcate in my life, always moving ahead and always having coolness of the mind, always having flexible, adjustable nature, then it means that I have made friendship with water, and water will not be responsible for my death or for my, leaving this body. And no natural calamities pertaining to water will be able for my death. So I will be having control over my death. Similarly, what is the biggest quality of earth? Because earthquakes are going to be a major source of destruction. What is the major quality of earth? Earth is always a giver, Earth always gives. The food and wheat and rice and fruits, vegetable and petroleum, everything, this comes from the earth. Earth is a giver. So if I also become a giver to each and every soul, not necessarily means that in the physical form I should be a giver of food or cloth or money to somebody. No, there is a restriction, there is a limit for that one, for everyone. But if I am able to give, the cooperation, love, then sympathy, then our, various qualities, which doesn't involve any monetary things, physical things. But if I cooperate with all other souls, whomsoever comes before me, nobody should go empty hand. Whomsoever comes, that what we see with the dadis and with Brahma Baba also, whomsoever used to come, they used to go. So I should be able to. My time is getting finished, and so, yes please, yes. So we have to see, as per that one, that with each and every element, similarly the quality of air is, I have taken permission to finish 15 minutes later, so accordingly I am trying to adjust, still some 3-4 minutes are there. So what is the quality of air is? Air lifts everything up to be light, you see. And whatever situation is there, we should be quite light, you see. Whatever paper comes, we have to be light. Similarly, what is the quality of sky, ether? The quality of ether is, it is very vast, broad. So we have to be broad-minded, you see. So that if I become like air, light, so whatever the natural calamity come in the form of air, in the form of cyclone, it will not be able to, because I have inculcated the quality of air, the lightness in every situation in my life. Similarly, the air, the broad-mindedness, means I should be able to forgive and forget the person who has come, who is not having so much positivity towards me, but I should not have negativity towards him, you see. I should be able to forgive that person. That is the quality of the big souls, you see. That is the quality. So accordingly, if I am such broad-minded, so what will happen? If any destructive means come from the sky, from that one, they will not be able to destruct me, to take my life, because I have become broad, I have made friendship with the sky, and whatever the cloud burst or atom bomb or hydrogen bomb or missiles or rocket come, this sky is bound to protect me, because I have made friendship with him. I have matched my sanskar with that one. It is a big lesson, big class, so, but I am confining it, that what we have seen in Baba. And that is why in the end, and last fifth element is the fire, the sun. You see, the quality of fire is that whatever is put in the fire, its form changes. So if I am having that yoga power, that the Jwalamukhi yoga, as Baba says in this one, so that type of yoga, my yogic power should be quite high, so whomsoever comes before me, I should be able to change his form. It means the person may be coming peacelessness in his mind, but after coming before me, his form should be changed. He should go very, very peaceful soul. He is coming, having so many sorrows in his mind, but coming before me, his form should be changed and he should be a very, very happy soul going back. So the main thing is these five elements conquering. I have not only to conquer my mind, my soul. I have not to become viceless as far as soul is concerned, but I have to purify my soul as well as purify these five elements of nature with whom my body is made up. That what I have seen in Baba. And in short, I have seen that Baba has purified these five elements, so accordingly we should learn from Baba how to purify these elements, so that till the end, this body helps me to become purify myself as well as the whole world. Okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.